You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
It's time for Friday Follies, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
This episode of Bells in the Bat-Free was originally released December 24th, 2010. Yes, this is the Christmas episode. Mostly. Well, partially. Well, you'll understand.
Hello and welcome to Bells in the Bat-Free, episode number... I have no idea what episode number this is. Everything's been happening over the last few months in such a strange way that I have simply lost track. I'm John Bell, your genial host, and today we're going to...
Mr. Bell.
Yes, Arnie?
I've developed an app.
Well, I hope that clears up soon.
No, an app for all the eyes.
It's pretty to look at?
No, I touch iPad, iPhone.
I see.
And I've been making a whole bunch of apps, and I think I got a real winner here.
You've been developing apps?
I certainly have.
Which ones have you made?
Well, let's see. I've got this app that captures other apps.
Yeah?
It's the App Trap.
Oh.
I have an app you can hit someone with.
Hit?
That's the Slap app. Appy, you can whap that app.
Uh-huh.
Here's a game app where you try to buy up all the other apps.
Yeah.
It's called Monopoly.
Oh.
Here's an app that makes all the other apps easier to move around on the screen. Appaloosa.
I should have seen that.
And here's an app, Holiday.
Holiday?
Yeah, people are healthier when they go on holiday. So, an app Holiday keeps the doctor away.
An app holiday keeps the doctor away.
How long did it take you to think of that?
I ain't saying. Oh, and I'm also working on a chronological listing of all apps. But I haven't finished it yet, but I'll get it to you really soon.
You mean...
Yes, I'll owe you an appology.
So tell me about this new app you're working on.
It's an exorcist app.
What?
An exorcist app.
Wait, what?
An X.
X?
No, X.
Edge.
X.
Etch.
Etch a sketch.
Etch? Oh, etch a sketch. You mean the famous drawing toy?
Yeah, I've come up with an app for it, and I'm going to sell it to the SSS company and make $1 trillion.
But there aren't any knobs on any of these eye things. How do you manipulate the little line that goes across?
You do it verbally.
Verbally?
It's a verbal etch a sketch.
A verbal etch a sketch.
Want to see a demonstration?
Oh, sure. Why not? Let's see.
Okay, what do you want me to draw?
What do I want?
Yeah, anything you can think of, I can draw with my verbal etch a sketch.
Okay, how about a doggy?
I can't draw that.
Cat?
No, I can't draw that.
A house?
That's a little complicated.
How about an elephant?
I can't draw that either.
All right, what can you draw?
I can draw parallelograms.
Paramecians?
Parallelograms!
Oh, parallelograms. Okay, why don't you just draw me a parallelogram?
Okay, first I gotta clean off the screen.
Why do you need to...
I've been talking too much. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Left. Stop! Up. Stop! Right, stop! Down, stop.
That's a rectangle, Arnie.
A rectangle is a parallelogram.
Well, yeah, but...
I said I was going to draw a parallelogram.
Right. Okay, it's a beautiful parallelogram there, Arnie. So, have you tested this thing for bugs?
Well, I've sprayed it inside and out.
No, I mean to make sure that it works well every time.
Yes. I've given everybody on the Bat-Free crew a copy of it so they can test it in their spare time, of which they seem to have a lot.
Yeah, fine. Okay, well that...
And with your kind permission, I know you're going to have some guests coming in today. Do you mind if I give the guests a copy of this and they can also kind of beta test it?
So they can what?
Beta test it. Don't you know what beta testing is?
Is it anything like VHS testing?
That joke is so obsolete, Mr. Bell. We just lost our entire audience of 25 and unders. They don't know what you're talking about.
Look, if I didn't lose the young ones and the whole Dunderbirds thing, they're still with
okay,
me.
Okay, point taken. Okay, Mr. Bell, go ahead. I know you got guests coming, and I'll just sit over here quietly in a corner and play my...
Fine. You do that, Arnie. Appreciate it. Now, my first guest today...
Up, left.
Arnie.
Left, down, right.
Arnie.
Up the right.
Arnie.
I made a diagonal!
That's exciting, Arnie, but I can't talk to the guests with you making all that racket.
What are you saying, Mr. Bell?
I want you to make a beeline.
Okay, first the B. Upper right, upper left, upper left, 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 down, down, left, down, left, down, left, down, 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 down. Now the line. Right, 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 right.
All right, Arnie, out, out, out.
I forgot to put the wings on the B, Mr. Bell.
Out, 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 out.
This has got a long day written all over it. Hello, Brad.
Yes, Brad here.
Are you currently driving the RV?
Let me check. Yes, I am.
We should be picking up our first guest in just a moment.
I don't see anybody ahead of us, Mr. Bell.
Don't look ahead.
No.
Look up.
Oh. Incoming! Prepare to receive guest.
Standing by.
Open the sunroof.
Sunroof opening.
They're lowering him down. Guide him in.
Yes, sir.
Guide him in.
This way, this way. Welcome to the Bat-Free, sir.
Is he okay?
Guest acquired successfully.
Then get him out of his straps and take him to the studio.
This way, sir.
I have been informed that our first guest has arrived. He's on his way to the studio right now. Give you a little background on him. He's been on the show before. His name is Osgood Tameter, and he is a poet. And here he is now.
Oh,
welcome, Mr. Tameter.
Thank you.
Welcome, Big Pin.
Yes, it was quite an experience arriving here, I must say.
Well, it's good to see you again, and I must explain to the new listeners why you have the name Big Pin.
It is the writing instrument of choice.
And it always has been, Mr. Tameter, and that's why people call you Big Pin. And that's why you introduced yourself by saying...
I am Big Pin Tameter.
And I understand you have a new... poetry style to introduce on this show.
North by Northwest.
Oh, so it's about movies?
Going South.
Jack Nicholson movies.
South by Southeast.
Okay, I'm totally lost now.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. One of your associates put this app in my iPhone and I'm drawing something.
Oh, Arnie gave you the Etch-a-Sketch app.
East, east, east.
So what are you drawing there?
It is a neo-cubic interpretation of man's selfishness toward his fellow man.
Oh, may I see it?
No. It started out being a kitty cat, but things went terribly wrong.
Ah, okay. Well, let's talk about poetry. After all, you are...
The bat phrase, poet lariat.
You mean laureate.
No, lariat. I also do rope tricks.
Tell us about this new form of poetry that you've apparently created.
Are you familiar with the IQ?
IQ?
No, IQ.
You mean like take a hike, you?
I am speaking of the poetry form with three lines... 5 syllables, 7 syllables, then 5 syllables.
Oh, a haiku.
Yes, that is what I have been saying.
Well, I'm very familiar with that. What does it have to do with your new poetry?
I'm getting to that. If you would have a little patience, I would appreciate it.
Yes, well, I'm sorry I interrupted you. Please, go ahead.
You are a big jerk. Nobody likes you. Go away. Why are you still here?
Gee, I never thought you felt that way.
That was an example.
Of an insult?
Of a haiku.
Oh, that was a haiku.
Yes, 5 syllables, you are a big jerk.
Right.
7 syllables, nobody likes you, go away. And 5 syllables, why are you still here?
Yeah.
You can feel free to use this anytime you want, as long as you give me credit.
Right, well, are there, like, happy haikus?
Yes, but most of the happy ones are very sappy ones.
Well, give me an example, anyway.
All righty. Happy, sappy joy. Unicorns and fairies abound. Sappy, shoot me now.
Oh, I see. I had kind of a twist ending there.
I just made that up on the spot. It came from the heart.
Oh, getting back to business here, why is it you asked if I knew what haikus were?
Because that leads me to my next question. Do you know what limericks are?
Oh, yes. It's a form of poetry with 5 lines, and it has an A-A-B-B-A rhyming pattern.
I am actually impressed.
Well, thank you.
Do you know any limericks?
Oh, yeah, I know lots of limericks.
Do you know any limericks you can do on a family-safe show?
Very, very few.
Let's hear one.
All righty. A limerick poet named Eddie always had a pen at the ready. But when he wrote, his wife appeared with a knife and turned his limericks into confetti.
You just made that up, didn't
yes,
you?
I just.
I thought you might have, yes.
Okay, now that we've discussed limericks and haikus, what's your new poetry form?
It is a limerick that doesn't rhyme.
A limerick that doesn't rhyme.
Yes, like a limerick, it follows the pattern, but it does not rhyme like a haiku does not rhyme.
And you call this creation?
Either a limku or a hyric.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't decided which I like best.
Okay, can you give us a demonstration?
Why, certainly. There once was a gal from Nantucket who decided to buy a new car. She went to the dealer who sold her a Chevrolet, and now she drives it around town.
That's it?
Yes, that is a very first Heyrick.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Most haikus do not make sense, except in an artsy, smartsy sort of way.
So you're elevating the limerick to high art.
High art, yes, yes.
Which basically means
boring, yes, but the intelligentsia eat it up.
Is it difficult to do?
Why don't you tell me your limerick again, except turn it into a Heyrick?
Okay, let me give that a try. A limerick poet named Eddie always had a pen at the ready. Always had a pen prepared for use.
Much better.
But when he wrote, his wife appeared with an cutting instrument.
Excellent.
And turned his limerick into small pieces of shredded paper.
By golly, I think you've got it.
Have you ever considered doing this the other way around?
Other way around?
Doing haikus that rhyme.
That's crazy talk.
No. If you can have limericks that don't rhyme, you should have haikus that do rhyme.
For example?
What a lovely day, the kind that makes us all say, feed that horse some hay.
That haiku is bad.
If you quote it, I'll get mad and pair you with Brad.
I think that we are done. This has been a lot of fun, but now I must run.
Good luck to you, Bic. Please have success with Heyrick, but they make me sick.
Speak to me no more. I dislike you to the core. I am out the door.
Isn't that Bic Pin? Why is that dude here again? Ow! He kicked my shin!
What's all this racket? I've been trying to sack it. Now here to track it.
Stop with all the rhymes. Rhyming haikus are like crimes.
Not smart.
Or sublime.
Now you will fear. Miss Schmackelheimer is here.
Schmackelheimer, don't play that. End scene.
I got work to do.
Oh,
Mr.
look
Bell.
At the time.
Well, I guess that pretty much takes care of that. We'll be back after this.
Which is the way out?
That door right there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you get what you really wanted for Christmas? Instead of playing with some really cool toy on Christmas Day, did you just stand out in the cold singing songs that make no sense? I mean, Fahu Fores, Dahu Dores, what's that all about? Well, now you can get just what you wanted at the Grinch's wholesale out-of-the-sack sale. You'll find Gumblers and Hoosers and Bump Trumpers and PlayStations and Xboxes galore at super low discount prices. Just reach in and take what you want, plus decorations, trees, and cans of hoo-hash. The Grinch's wholesale out-of-the-sack sale at the top of Mount Crumpet all Christmas Day. Hurry, what doesn't get sold gets dumped. Take advantage of a heart three times too small. Hurry, everything is cash and carry.
Smokin'!
Not Jim Carrey! Where was I? Oh, yes. When it's pennies you want to pinch, come see the Grinch. I'm just what the doctor ordered.
And we're back. We'll wrap up in just a moment with the... No, look at this. Look at this. Somebody has an iPad. It's sitting right here. And there's what looks to be a photograph of the Mona Lisa on it, except there's no nose. It's just a blank space.
Excuse me, what are you doing?
I was just looking at this artwork on
this. Why are you touching my iPad?
Oh, it's your iPad.
Did I give you permission to touch it? I don't think so.
No, I was just looking at it for
the... I'm pretty sure I would remember that, and I'm pretty sure I wouldn't give it to you even if you had asked.
Right, I'm sorry I picked up your iPad.
Do you need something?
No.
I didn't think so. Why are you here? Put it down. Go away.
All right.
I'm busy here.
All right, here it is. Do whatever you need to do with it.
Let me think now. Where was I? Right. 242, 137, 25, 110, 5. That should do it.
You finished the painting of the Mona Lisa.
There.
With the Etch-a-Sketch program.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
Play the music, please. And now, a bat-free tradition, my annual visit with Beth. Hello, Beth.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Now, these are your birds.
Yeah, one of them is George and the other is Gracie.
Which is the one that's sitting on my head right now?
Gracie.
Oh, okay.
Gracie's a girl.
So how is your cold coming along?
My cold is coming along okay.
Now they're making some racket.
I kind of cough, but it's okay.
Well, I kind of sniff and cough a little bit, too.
I noticed
all
that.
Right. Well, have you made your list for Santa? You ready for Christmas?
Oh, yes, I did.
You know, I used to make a list for Santa when
did
I was a kid.
Did you really? How'd you do it?
Well, I'd get out a pencil and I'd start... A pencil?
A pencil? Is that like a mouse?
Here, let me. I think I've got one here. Look, see? See the point at the end?
Yeah, I see.
Now look.
What do you do? Do you point it at the screen?
No. I write on paper.
On paper?
Yeah, here, look.
That's what I do in school.
Well, that's where I learned to do this, too.
But...
No, we didn't have the internet when I was a kid. We had paper and pencils.
Boy, we were in the dark ages.
When we didn't pay the bill, yes, we were.
I bet.
But I would write down the two or three things that I really, really wanted.
Only two or three?
Do you make a list that's longer than that?
Of course, and then I tell sites you can do. You can find this on Amazon.com, and you can find this at ToysRUs.com, and you can find at Target.com,
and
you can find this at...
How about Santa's Workshop?
Santa'sWorkshop.com. I haven't been there.
No. I mean, Santa's Workshop, where the elves actually make the toys. Don't you want some of the toys that the elves make?
The elves need help.
They need help from, like, Nintendo and Apple.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, of course.
What's one of the things you asked for this Christmas?
An iPod.
Okay, now what's an iPod?
You listen to music and stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, I had a Walkman. I asked for a Walkman, which is a...
You mean you have a man walk with you?
Yes, and he plays an instrument.
He plays an instrument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll play the harmonica
that.
And...
I like that.
No, that's not what that is.
It's not?
You put a cassette in it.
A what?
A tape cassette.
A DVD?
We used to buy records and tapes.
Boy.
And it had like maybe 10 songs on it.
That's all? What happens if you listen to the 10 songs?
You listen to them again.
But then I get monotonous? Yeah, whatever you just said.
Well, how about the radio? We had the radio, and that would turn that on, and that would play music on and on and on and on. And
yeah,
on.
But you see, then you have the then you had the commercials, and the iPod doesn't have any commercials, and you listen to all kinds of music, and you can do your own artists, and you can listen to Christmas music and kids' music, and it just keeps playing on and 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 on.
Okay. How many songs will this iPod hold?
10 jillion.
Wow, my Walkman held about 20 if you had a really long tape.
And then you had to play them over again and over and over.
Or you got a different cassette with different songs on it.
Ooh.
What are some other things that you want for Christmas?
I want an iPhone.
You want an iPhone.
And it does all kinds of things. You can get on the internet. You can play Pandora. It goes on and on. And you march with the
covered,
music.
We've covered the on and on, yes.
And then you can find out the weather. And you can do all kinds of stuff. You can text.
Text?
Uh-huh.
You mean like Texas?
No, text somebody. You say, hello. And they write back and they'll, hello.
Well,
and then you say, how are you? And they go, I am fine. And I go, I am fine too.
Okay,
then,
why don't you just call them and say, hello, how are you?
Because it's faster.
Faster?
You write it and then you send it and then they write you back.
Why don't you just...
Boy, you got to get with this new technology.
Well, I mean, if you want to communicate, why don't you just call them and say, hello, how are you?
But you might be bothering them.
Aren't you bothering them by texting them?
No, because they can be doing something else while you're texting.
Well, I could be doing something else while I'm talking.
But you have to listen.
So you don't really have to pay attention to it.
Right.
Okay, I'm starting to understand now.
You need to wake up and do reality.
Yeah, I need a reality check, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you want any actual toys? I mean, everything you said has been electronics. I mean, do you want any just toys, something to play with?
Like what?
Like a doll or blocks or Tinker Toys.
You got to get with the times.
Well, don't you like building things out of blocks?
I can build on a computer. I can move the blocks around on a computer.
I see. How about a doll? Would you like to raise a doll, or can you do that on the computer?
Oh, you can do that on the computer.
That's what I thought.
Oh, my DS. I got a bunny that I'm raising.
You got a bunny that you're raising?
Yeah, and I can make the bunny hop and feed him. And
do you have to clean up after him?
Yeah.
That's pretty nasty.
That's pretty nasty.
Yeah, when you have to actually virtually clean up after a rabbit.
Yeah.
Little virtual rabbit pellets everywhere.
Yep.
Well, this has been very enlightening.
It has.
For both of us, probably.
Yeah, it has. Imagine that.
Yeah. Well.
So you gotta leave anything for the reindeer?
Should I text them?
Yeah, text Rudolph and ask him what he wants.
Well, I'll remember that.
Okay. Would you?
Yeah. It's time for you to go to bed, and wait for Santa to show up.
Okay.
And we'll see if he's come in the morning. And
okay.
Maybe he'll text you as he passes by.
Maybe he will.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. And to all a good night.
And to all good night. Hey, okay. That sounds like a Christmas story. I'll Google it.
All right.
Okay. Night-night.
Night-night.
You've been listening to Bells in the Bat Free, episode number 118, copyright 2010 by John Bell. In the new year, I have plans for the show. Things are going to change. I can't tell you what or why right now because it's all under wraps, but it's all good stuff. What I'm trying to tell you is bear with me. Good things are happening. There are changes happening in my life. And it will all be for the better. Thank you for listening. Thank you for continuing to listen. And I hope you keep listening in the future. That's all I wanted to say. Other than Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwesi Kwanzaa, Happy New Year, and just best wishes to every single one of you. Thank you.
He's going to fire us, isn't he?
I wonder if TechDiff is hiring.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Battery, along with my associates, Arnie Kunchbar.
I can introduce myself, thank you very much.
All right.
Hi, I'm Arnie Kunchbar.
That's it?
That's it.
And also, do you want me to introduce you, Brad?
Well, of course, Mr. Bell, that's your job as host.
Thank you, Brad. And I'd like to introduce Brad.
Hold it.
What?
Here's your script.
Script?
Well, you gotta know what to say.
All right. And introducing Brad Montworth, a salesman, incomparable public relations expert, and, of course, unrivaled attorney at law.
No, come on, you know how to say it, Mr. Bell.
Unrivaled attorney at law.
Oh, Mr. Bell, you shouldn't say those things. You make me blush.
Can I do my introduction over again?
No. We're here for an important reason.
Very important.
Indeed.
If you think you deserve significant financial compensation, call Brad Motworth, attorney at law.
Oh, boy.
At 555-41.
No. We're here to remind everybody to take steps to avoid the coronavirus.
Yeah, don't catch it. Because there's no one you can sue.
Wash your hands thoroughly and keep social distancing.
What?
Social distancing.
One more time.
Stay about 6 feet away from everybody else.
Right, very good.
Oh, I gotta wash my hands thoroughly. I don't want to get me this corona.
Ooh, keep your distance now. Socially. I want to keep feeling fine, corona.
Never gonna stop getting squirts from my Purell.
I'm always gonna buy all the toilet paper that they sell.
Bye. Bye, corona.
Bye, corona.
Don't get no closer, huh? Beat it, huh? Far enough where I can't see your eyes, corona.
An illness history is not for me. Don't want to try your COVID on for size, corona.
Never gonna touch. Stay away. My epidermis never wants to be close to where that nasty germ is.
Bye. Woo!
Fly, corona.
Captain Bly, corona.
Pumpkin pie, corona.
Now, wait a minute.
Emerald rye, corona.
Guys.
Goodbye, corona. Good riddance.